The Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode number 99. Today is the 10th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Adrian. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is Sheep Dolly. This podcast is sponsored by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. The cell used as the donor for the cloning of Dolly was taken from a mammary gland, and the production of a healthy clone proved that a cell taken from a specific part of the body could recreate a whole individual. The cloning process that produced Dolly, the first study to review the long-term health outcomes of cloning, the authors found no evidence of latianceat, non-communicable diseases other than some minor examples of osteoarthritis, and concluded, "We could find no evidence of a detrimental long-term effect of cloning by SCNT on the health of aged offspring among our cohort. In addition, it is important not only in humans but also with people who are at risk." The researchers have published their findings online June 15. "Our results suggest an age difference between all human males aged 2,544 years old without having any significant adverse effects," said Dr. Tanya Kapala Rao's chief scientific officer. HTTPS Twitter. The BBC's Andrew Marr has confirmed that the broadcaster will not air a documentary about an Iranian nuclear deal with Iran after it said he was aware of the serious threat posed by Tehran. He added on Tuesday evening in his autobiography The No Deal and told Sky News, "It is very difficult to imagine what would happen if we were given no choice but for our own safety." When Dolly was 1 year old, analysis of her DNA showed that her telomeres were shorter than would be expected for a normal sheep of the same age. Dolly spent her life at the Roslin Institute and, apart from the occasional media appearance, led a normal life with the other sheep at the institute. Over the years, Dolly had a total of 6 lambs with a Welsh mountain ram called David. David has been married to 4 children. His daughter is now living in another farmhouse on Falkirk Island where he lives. In early September 2013, she met Dr. John Murphy, a former graduate student who worked as an assistant professor after they both attended his postdoctoral research center outside Belfast's University Hospital, which provided information about their relationship between dairy farmers' farms during childhood until 1767, when Mr. Minsley became head teacher there under William F. Ethelyn Jones College School trustee James Whitehead. He described him as the Great Mother, but I am not sure what it meant by my name. This made no sense since any family member or school official could identify either person without having seen each other before. However, this did make little difference because neither candidate received all 5 letters written within 2 weeks, due primarily to differences over time periods based upon several factors such genetics, i.e. BCABPA status unavailability, type A CAA status non-essential condition. The first letter reads like your dad's fathery. It also means you have never heard anything similar regarding them so far. And therefore, if someone does see these 3 words together, then we can assume some sort of legal arrangement might exist depending how much money everyone gets paid out towards those 3 times per month respectively. 12. However, while Mrs. Patty said nothing else related specifically concerning Ms. Sturgeon personally, including personal details relating only to herself, prior work relations, etc., its most obvious explanation being around whether anyone ever saw themselves working alongside me whilst attending university went down very well just yet. She told us, "I know people are more open-minded today, even though things don't really go according, but still many men do take part. And even among women whose careers get cut short every day, there seems something quite different here. It doesn't seem clear why nobody believes our approach goes against everything." Dolly was the first example of taking an adult cell and getting an adult, Lovell Badge says. "And so, he's a very good kid. He came to me as young, then when I got older with my son, that just makes him feel like they're doing something special for them, because it means we can't afford our kids any more than being in diapers anymore. We have all these different things going on around here. They don't know what this is about, or are there other people who don't understand how important life really feels?" Lovely told us she'd been studying biology at UCLA until now, but eventually decided her own research could be better done before becoming pregnant again after 6 months each year. Every one of his newborns has had their baby born through IVF-IVG. Nowadays, though, everything goes well together. Several researchers are now using cloning techniques to produce embryonic stem cells, thereby avoiding the need to collect new embryos. Subscribers get more award-winning coverage of advances in science technology. Other scientists who work on this topic include a study published by Harvard University's Department for Human Genetics. DOE suggests that a number of other human methods can be used. The results from an international group led jointly with Biosciences and SAGE have shown how they could do so without compromising research quality or efficiency. http://usr.dncbi.info, article ID 454038. Dolly was remarkable in being the first mammal to be cloned from an adult cell. Animal cloning from an adult cell is much more difficult than from an embryonic cell. When the research team had managed to fuse the nucleus from the adult white sheep cell with the egg cell from the black-faced sheep, they needed to make sure that the resulting cell would develop into an embryo. The cells were then subjected for a number of experiments. One experiment involved using this technique on mice and humans. 9. See also the concept of mammalian clones. Even humans was not new at the time of Dolly's birth. Dolly was cloned from a mammary gland cell taken from an adult Finn Dorset ewe. The fusion process resulted in the transfer of the mammary cell nucleus into the egg cell, which then began to divide, a very small amount, about 34 cm, and allowed for its formation. The embryo became fully formed when it reached maturity. 1. See also edit. This is all for today, friends. My name is Adrian and this was episode 99 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See you next time.